Francesca Nemco is her hometown is San Luis Obispo, and her current town is San Luis Obispo, and she's retired from doing as little as possible. That sounds like a good job. So anyway, please welcome Francesca Nemco.
Of course, I lie about doing as little as possible. I try to do as little as possible. But my stories, one of them has to do with being up all night a lot. I worked in a jazz club for many years in London, so I could tell you probably 100 stories about being up all night, but most of them aren't publishable. So I'll just tell you, I'll find one that is. But the first, I've got two short stories. The first one is not too upbeat. The second one is upbeat. The first one was in 1963, and I was working at the jazz club, and the band was playing, you know, some really hot jazz. In those days, bebop was king, and it was pretty noisy and loud, and I loved it. And the owner of the club, Ronnie Scott, came rushing in and gave us the news of what happened on November 23rd, and I still have chills even at this moment. And all of you Americans know that everywhere in the world, people were shocked. And so we did stay up all night. We watched television all night long. And I'd never done anything like that in my life before. I barely knew about American presidents, but that was a very special event for me. I was quite young, believe it or not. I was in my 20s, I guess. And it was something that I had never followed up until that time. And we all just huddled together, and the music stopped, of course, immediately, and we just huddled, and we just watched everything on television. It was an amazing night, and I've never had one like that since. But we were literally up all night because, you know, we had a different time frame there, 8 hours ahead, I think, of here. And so whatever time it was that it happened here, it was 8 hours later, and it was an amazing experience. Well, Soon after that, I came to the United States. I had seen President Kennedy the previous year when I came for a visit to New York. I came on a jazz club trip, which was wonderful. And we stayed in Midtown Manhattan in a hotel. And as it happens, just when we were staying there, there was a motorcade going through with President Kennedy. And I was lucky enough to see him close up, you know, in the car, not that close. So I really felt very blessed that I'd had such an experience then. So that was one of them. And another one is a completely different kind of experience. Soon after I came to the United States, I went to Mexico for the first time. I'd never been there, and I thought it must be very exciting. And we were in Mexico City and stayed at a hotel on the Plaza de Reforma. It was the Reforma Hotel. And my friend and I, girlfriend that I went with, we were very Norte Americano, blonde hair. I was blonde in those days and, you know, young and slim, and the Mexicans were following us all over the place. And this particular night, we had been out with some friends. We went to dinner and we went to a club, and we got back to the hotel. It must have been 2 a.m. and there was a wonderful jazz trio playing in the lounge. So we just gravitated there because my friend and I, both of us, were great jazz fans in those days, and a very, very good group. They turned out to be Brazilians, and the music was wonderful. And we sat there for several hours. And when they got through, I guess they finished playing at 3 or 4 a.m, and we started talking to them because I'm a very friendly, outgoing person, and I like to flirt with jazz musicians anyway, so this was a wonderful opportunity for me to do that. And they said, oh, they were leaving soon, and then we're going to go and have breakfast. Would we like to join them for breakfast? Now, this was 1965. And I hadn't been in the country very long. I didn't know many of the, in this country very long, didn't know very many of the places. And they wanted to take us to this wonderful place that they knew for breakfast. So we said, oh, fine. We were a little bit drunk by that time and didn't care too much. And we go off with them. And we ended up for breakfast at Denny's. I couldn't believe it. Denny's in Mexico City. So that was my up all night. Thank you.